Hello and welcome. Welcome along to this leadership visioning exercise. Just before we begin, I invite you to find a comfortable place to sit. Maybe you want to lie down if you can. This is time for you to slow down, to get grounded. Close your eyes if that feels right. Just let your shoulders drop. Slow things down. I really want to invite you to take the time to do this exercise. It doesn't need to be a long time, but I invite you to really resist the urge to multitask. Don't do this while you're driving home. Do it in a space where you're actually investing time and energy into the leader you want to be. You're showing your brain what it is that you want it to help you achieve. So we're crafting here your vision for you as the leader that you want to be. So I'm going to guide you through some prompts, and my invitation to you is to see what emerges as I share those and prompt you with them. Please don't begin by worrying about whether you're good at visioning or not. Don't worry about that. You don't need to get a crystal clear picture. Maybe you'll get a feeling or a colour or a sense of something, or perhaps just a word. Maybe it'll be just a simple image. The key here at the beginning is not to worry about your expectations around this, but simply allow yourself to sit, relax. As I said, close your eyes if you feel comfortable and just see what emerges. Most people, when they do this, they find it fun and inspiring and motivating. So sit, relax, and enjoy what's to come. So now I want you to think about this vision for yourself as a leader. This is about the leader you aspire to be, the impact you want to have, and the way you want to show up in the world, your leadership ways of being. So let's start by imagining into the future. Perhaps you'll imagine a year ahead, perhaps more. Perhaps you'll think 3 years ahead or 5 years ahead. I want you to picture that you've achieved what you wanted to achieve as a leader. You are showing up as the leader you aspire to be. You're leading in those ways that you value and hold dear. Take yourself to that space in the future where you are the leader you want to be. And now, see what you see. In that space, what do you see? What's around you? Are there others? Are you alone? Are you in a particular place? Just see what you see. Now turn that vision onto yourself. What do you notice about you? Just see what you see there. What's your facial expression like? What's your body language like? What do you notice about you in this space where you are fully embodying the leader that you want to be? Just see what you see. And now I want you to tune into what you hear. Here in this space of being the leader, having achieved what you want to achieve, showing up in the way you want to show up, just hear what you hear. Do you hear around you? Are there sounds? Is it busy, chattery? Is it quiet and peaceful? And what do you hear within? Is there a dialogue within? Is there self-talk within? Just hear what you hear. And now I want you to take it deeper. It's time to tune into what you feel. What does it feel like to have achieved this? What does it feel like to be the leader that you have imagined and aspired to be? You're there. You've achieved it. What does that feel like for you? Just feel what you feel. And finally, I want you to bring all of that together. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel. Gather together all of those threads until you feel like you've got a picture of your leadership vision, the leader you're aspiring to be, how you want to lead and show up in the world. Gather it together And when you feel like you've got a really good sense of you as a leader, that leader you're visioning, then you can open your eyes. Now remember, this vision isn't static. It's going to evolve. But right now, now that you've brought it all together and you've got a full sense of your vision, it might be time to write this down now. Maybe you want to jot down some notes, do some journaling. Perhaps you prefer to mind map or vision board. Or maybe you even want to record it as a voice note. Your ideas are tumbling and you want to capture them. Gather all of this together. And when you've done that, again, remind yourself this is going to evolve. But for now, I want you to enjoy the clarity that you've just gotten for yourself. And then your next step is going to be working on how do you actually achieve that, mapping that out. And you'll be great at that. But right now, just enjoy that clarity, enjoy that visioning, that dreaming, that aspiration and excitement.